Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.
You're listening to The True Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, the replay edition on RCR, Reality Check Radio. Send us your feedback to inbox at realitycheck.radio.
Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here. I want.
I wanna be free. Free. Don't wanna be judged, I wanna be me.
I don't care if I offend you. I was put into a sad.
I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need to
The truth is here. I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
And the Saturday Truth Speaker Music Show is live and direct. If this is your first time tuning in, my name is Tobias Tahi, and this is the Truth Speaker Music Show, where you get to hear music that legacy radio is too scared to touch, too controlled to play, too afraid to go near because it doesn't align with the conformity of society. I mean, I play music that pushes the boundaries, speaks the truth, touches on relevant issues of the day, and throws back to music from the 60s and 70s that spoke about the issues of way back then that are also relevant of today. But we don't just sit around whinging and complaining here. We don't just listen to music that speaks on social issues and world problems. We also listen to music that might inspire you, might give your mind a break from all of the BS. Music that might help you shift through whatever it is you're going through, or even help you shift your consciousness from a third dimensional problematic one to a fifth dimensional solution based thought pattern. So turn this up for whatever you're doing on your Saturday, and get ready to enjoy 2 hours of music plus a sprinkle of my chaotic mind in the mix. Don't forget you can text 2057 or email inbox at realitycheck.radio your song requests or to reply to anything I speak about on today's show. That song titled Am I the Only One from Aaron Lewis, who is originally from the legendary band Stained, hits the nail on the head with that. Aaron has one of those voices that draws in and pulls on your emotion. Mix that with a song about standing up against the establishment, a song about freedom, a song about patriotism. Gets the hairs on the back of my neck standing up every single time. I've always been a massive fan of Stained, so to hear Aaron singing the way he is on that song puts a smile on my face. He has lines in that song like, am I the only one willing to bleed or take a bullet for being free? Then he carries on to sing, am I the only one not brainwashed, making my way through the land of the lost? Way too relatable, way too relevant. That was Aaron Lewis, Am I the Only One? We often talk about we are one. And I personally feel there is a fine line right now with all that is going on. A fine line between one and unity, and the one world agenda. To say we are all one and all the same is lazy, and it palms humanity into the hands of the globalist one world agenda. Now, why do I say that it's lazy? Because that means you don't need to look at, understand, accept, appreciate, love, and respect someone's difference. It means you can just go through life expecting everyone to be the same, which to me feels very conforming to one value. Conforming to one way of being, conforming to one way of living. It's akin to what the COVID agenda was testing the waters for, one humanity controlled. We are all one humanity, but we are all different. We aren't all the same. We all think differently, love differently, feel differently, live differently. So when I hear someone try and act spiritually superior and claim, I don't see race, I know damn well that's a lie. Not to mention those types are usually the biggest closet racists of the bunch. But the whole I don't see race is BS, because I clearly see different Asian nationalities, different African nationalities, Pacific nationalities, Anglo-Saxon nationalities. I see them. We all hold different cultures, different beliefs, different bloodlines to a certain extent. And you know what? It's okay to see different race, to see different needs within each race, to love each race, to honor and respect each race, to celebrate our differences and meet somewhere in the middle while still being who we are. Imagine a world where we all thought the same, lived the same, acted the same, and believed the same. I instantly see a bunch of mindless drones walking in unison like controlled robots when I picture that. So when we speak about we are all one, let's remember we are, but we are also all different, and that's all good. We are only humans, but we are also so much more than only humans. We are a conscious energy inside of a meat suit here to learn what we individually have chosen to come here and learn, create, breathe, and be while trying to remain connected to that God consciousness. Politics and ideological civil war is the distraction from our personal journey, experience, and short amount of physical time here on this whenua. Remember, 2057 is that text or email inbox at realitycheck.radio for your requests, words of wisdom, complaints, or if you have anything you wish to speak on or any events you want announced, don't be afraid to hit me up. 2057 is that text or email inbox at realitycheck.radio. My name is, of course, Tobias Tahi, and this is the Truth Speaker Music Show for RCR Reality Check Radio. If you have never seen a Tool music video, first of all, brace yourself. Second of all, go and watch one now. Go and watch two or three. If you're also a fan of Tool like I am, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. I remember watching them when I was about 9 or 10, and I don't think I have been the same since. They are twisted, weird, beautiful, strange, and absolutely mesmerizing all at the same time. And that brings us to the end of the first of many more Saturday Truth Speaker music shows. You will no longer hear me throughout the week on RCR, but instead I am right here for your Saturday afternoon. But just before I do go, Apopo tomorrow is one last search / convoy / farewell for Brianna Muriwai. Sunday, September 15, Sanson Domain, State Highway 1, meeting at 8 a.m. tomorrow. This is both a search and a farewell. I won't go into the detail of the heartbreaking outcome of Brianna Muriwai. However, if you can go and tautoko, go and support, go and help, go and be present to support Jazz, Brianna's mother. Dress accordingly, no tamariki, no live streaming, take weather appropriate clothes, shovels, water, kai, but most importantly, take your wairua guided, balanced and grounded. Nā koutou, I tangi, nā tātou, katoa. I'll be back next Saturday. Mauri aroha.
You're now listening to the Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, right here on your very own Reality Check Radio, RCR, your home for music with a side of truth and freedom.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to, dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057, that's 2057, or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.
We need to be being resilient, we need to be being strong, we need to be together discussing the big ideas, the ideas that the mainstream media not only don't talk about, but openly dismiss and then attack anyone that does talk about them.
Simply that we believe something because it's been a tradition doesn't actually make it true. We can look in the past and see what happens when belief is prioritised over discussion and seeking, if you will, a foundation for truth.
Alas, we have no tear down this wall politicians in our uni party. Our lot can't even hold their nerve when it comes to keeping men out of women's sports.
All of these people who say, oh, I don't believe in conspiracy theories, don't mean I've studied what is being suggested here. I think on the balance of probabilities, it's not likely. What they mean is, I'm scared of even thinking what would be if that were to be the case.
people.
Where were the real men in all of this? Why weren't they standing up? Why weren't they protecting these principles? Where were they?
You look at them up there with their word salad, hitting all of the buzzwords that they like to talk, but they've got this like crazy eyes look, and you just sit there thinking, you're putting the mental into environmental in a big way here.
This is only the beginning, the tip of the iceberg. This is the start of something new in New Zealand media. I would not be allowed to do this on any other platform. You would not be allowed to hear these conversations anywhere else in New Zealand media. Only on RCR.